This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello and welcome back to Saturday Night Shaggy. We've got a special episode today. We're recording, this is what, May 13th, it's a Saturday. It's been like 2-3 days since Viz Manga came out with like their own subscription thing where basically it's Shogakukan titles, but simulpub, and it's also like a vault basically. And it was shadow dropped basically the night before K-Manga, the Kodansha service was supposed to be released. And we're all just like, whoa, what the fuck just happened? And so obviously we had to talk about it because we love all things Shogakukan here. This is Saturday Night Shaggy. And yeah, I have the pleasure of being joined with my wonderful co-host, V-Lord and Sakaki. What's up?
Hey, what's up?
Yo, yo, yo.
I was just commenting that we're actually all in different time zones as we do this, because I'm in Missouri right now.
So true. We're like Mortal Kombat. Time does not matter. We will destroy time.
Oh my god.
It's topical. Yeah, it's coming out in September or some shit. Whatever.
But yeah, like, I mean, we're just... It's funny, because, like, when this news hit, like, the way I found out... So, I guess it would just be funny to kind of talk about where we were when we found out, or how
true. Wait, I want to go first.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I was asleep, but then I woke up to go to work, like 5:55, 6 a.m. or whatever, and I saw V-Lord pinged me on Discord as I was on the toilet doing my business. And I'm like, huh? What the fuck V-Lord doing? Go to fuck to sleep. And then I saw the thing, and I'm like, huh? The fucking Tim Allen grunt, like, what? And I was like, holy shit, how am I supposed to go to work and, like, pass the rest of the day knowing that, like, I could be reading manga instead? That's crazy. It's fucked up, if you ask me.
Yeah, for me, like... I was streaming with our good buddy Colton and my girlfriend Jekka, and we were watching stuff. And then Colton just randomly said, yo, they have a... Viz just made an announcement about a vault. And then we were like, okay, we know about the Shonen Jump vault, thank you. But then he was like, no, they have all of Conan. And then, of course, me and Jekka were like, what? No, you mean, like, even if they have a vault, they don't have all of Conan. There's no way they had the most recent chapter.
And then he,
like, stopped this. They do. They do have the most recent chapter that
came out. I meant all the volumes, but we literally
I get what you mean. But no, he stopped the stream and then shared a screen, and he pulled up the most recent Conan chapter. And it's in English, and we're just both, like, we're both freaking out. And I'm telling Jekka, write the tweet. So the tweet that's up there, she wrote that on WSSTB, and we're just, well, and like that ruined our whole, I mean, we were going to stream other shit, but like Marion, we just couldn't. We just spent the rest of the evening just looking through the catalog, seeing what was there, seeing that all of the stuff that I cover in the thread is there. And then, like, of course, the question came up, what are you guys going to do on WSSTB? Because now it's like all of the stuff that you talk about, a good chunk of it's now simu-pubbed. So what now? And I mean, I had to think about that. So I did not sleep that night. And because then I got roped into like the Twitter space with manga news and alerts. So I ended up talking to them. But like, yeah, it's just, first of all, I like to shout them out because they saw me like lurking and they shouted me out and were like, yeah, get it on the stream. And same thing with V-Lore. They're like, get in here. And it was really nice talking
get
to them.
Get over here.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it was that. It was basically that, yeah. I wasn't planning on saying anything until they shouted me out, and then V-Lord's DMing me, like, get in the chat, Sakaki. But that was great, though.
Sakaki, I guess it's time to to email Viz again for review shit.
At this point, like, yeah, maybe I will. I mean, I've been trying to kind of shout them out whenever possible. They still don't really reply to me, though. But, hey, I guess now that it's Simupupped, I have more reason to kind of shout them out. So maybe eventually they'll listen to me. Senpai will notice me.
What were you doing, V-Lord?
So mine is, like, a bit more boring in comparison. Since I'm on, like, the West Coast, this dropped at, like, a pretty normal nighttime for me. So I was just scrolling through Twitter, and I'm like, wait, why is Viz promoting the Viz manga app? And then I watched the video, I'm like, wait, is this a vault? Then I go to the website, and I'm like, oh god, it is a vault! And they have Shogakukan simulpubs, what? And yeah, I just started freaking out about it.
Didn't you do, like, a, like, count of what's there?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did that, like, a few days ago.
Okay, yeah, I mean, like, do you have that handy? You can kind of tell our audience what they can expect when they open this up.
Yes, so this is, like, it's a combination of, like, Shogakukan titles, Shoujo Shueisha titles, and Viz Originals. So, for Shogakukan, we have 104 titles. For Shueisha, we have 30 titles, and then there's 3 Viz Originals. So this is very much a predominantly Shogakukan catalog, and all 15 of the simulpubs are Shogakukan titles, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah, and they range from different magazines. This isn't just Weekly Sunday. We have Insomniacs, which we recently talked about. That's up there. Of course, the Mao, Sleepy Princess, Call of the Night.
Call Me?
Yeah, Komi, Frieren, and Conan from Weekly Shonen Sunday. So, I mean, Conan and Frieren are both on hiatus right now, but they have the most recent chapters that they had out before they went on hiatus.
Yeah, the most surprising for me were, like, Queen's Quality and King's Beast from, like, Betsukomi and Cheese. Because, like, I feel like we get, like, a lot of, like, shonen simulpubs for magazines, but I feel Shoujo and Josei ones are very underrepresented, so that's really cool to see them there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually got a notification from the Viz app that Queen's Quality had been updated, which was surreal.
Yeah, nah, it's wild. I think the other one that I was, like, really shocked by was Black Lagoon, of all things, having a simulpub.
That's actually coming back soon, I think.
Yeah, in, like, a week or two, I think. They have, like, a countdown on the website. 6 days.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
And that's one of the few series that has no gap because, like, so few chapters come out.
I mean, yeah, and yeah, I guess that is something to discuss. There are gaps for, like, I think Conan has, like, 50 chapters? 60?
I think more than that.
Oh, okay. I might be off. I don't remember chapter title numbers with Conan, but I mean, it's a thing where it's like they're going to basically catch up as the volumes come out, I assume.
Yeah, that's what they did for Jump. So Conan has a gap of 184 chapters.
God, I think. Okay. I was way off. But I mean, to be fair, they have every Conan that they've released so far, plus a couple of the ones that have just come out on Sunday recently, so.
Yeah, so they have everything, for all the series, they have, like, at the very least, everything after the most recent chapter, or most recent volume that came out in Japan, and then, yeah, all the English volume releases.
Yeah, everything that's not been collected into volume format, and the volumes that they have published in English, right?
Yeah, so, like, for a lot of these that are, like, the gaps aren't very wide, they're gonna finish them, or fill them in by the end of the year, so, like, Queen's Quality should be done by, like, November. Same with Zom. Persona should be December. How Do We Relationship, I'm assuming end of the year. And then Yashahime, December.
Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, they have a great, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they have Ura Sunday. I mean, Persona's Ura Sunday. Zom is Sunday GX. How Do We Relationship, is that Webri?
That's Ura Sunday.
Oh, Ura Sunday. Okay, so, yeah, so they have, I mean, I guess Kamiki has some competition then.
I guess so. It's kind of wild. Like, if we combine this with the Kamiki Manga One Ura Sunday titles. There's now 25 Shogakukan simulpubs in the U.S.
God, I'm like salivating here just thinking about that. I never thought this day would come.
And it did.
Like, we're here. And then, of course, like, we're talking about all the simulpubs, but they also have, like, now, before, where if we wanted to tell our audience, like, to read Kakashi or something, you'd have to go buy it. Now it's just there in the fall. All of it. Ueki, Kakashi, Flame of Rekka, some of the Sunday classics.
The highest selling comic of all time, Firefighter.
God.
Oh, I totally forgot about Rekka. That's like the one older Sunday title that I didn't get to buy on sale or whatever.
Yeah, Rekka's like one I've read it all, but I haven't read it in a while, so I'm very happy that it's available for just to read, because I feel like that's a classic. I mean, we're definitely going to have to talk about that at some point.
Yeah, there's like a treasure trove in here. Like, Dora Hidoro's here, which I'm super hyped about.
Oh yeah, shit.
Yeah, I no longer have to be the communist overlord and share my login to everyone so they can read Dora Hidoro.
True.
Yeah, that's another one. Shit, yeah, now I can finally read more Dora Hidoro.
Yeah, and they even have, like, Hayate the Combat Butler, which, like, Viz is still slowly releasing 2 volumes a year, but they have everything out so far, which is really cool.
And then, of course, they have to, like, I mean, during the video, they advertise the Takahashi stuff. Like, except for Mao, you know. Like, the advertisements of this stuff was interesting, because they didn't mention Conan at all. Like, if it weren't for... we would have found out eventually, but if it weren't for Colton, like, mentioning that all of Conan is up there, we wouldn't have known.
I think we know the reason why TMS had them at gunpoint.
True. I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, I mean, all you Takahashi fans, it's all there. Like...
The prophecy came true. We now have the Conan and Takahashi vault.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing missing for Takahashi is 1 pound gospel, but, like, they don't have digital rights to that, unfortunately.
For now.
Yeah, hopefully soon we get, like, a perfect edition of that.
How many volumes was that?
4 volumes.
Four.
One okay. Big-ass vault? Never mind.
It'll probably be, like, Mermaid Saga, where they split it up into, like, 2 volumes.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do that.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah. I mean, one day for that one. There was a series I was thinking about, and now I've lost. I lost track of what I was thinking about to say.
Yeah, that's fine.
But yeah, no, this is, like, really amazing. Oh, right, I was thinking Urasawa. That's what I was about to say.
Yeah, that's another holdout. I mean, I actually went through and, like, made a count of, like, what series are missing from Shogakukan, and it's, like, for the ones that Viz has the digital rights to, there's 23 titles, and then for print only, there is 22. So, yeah, it's like 45 total that we're missing, which honestly is better than I expected. And on the Shueisha side, it's even less, like, for Shoujo Shueisha titles, because it's, like, only 9 titles, and one of those is Wolf Girl and Black Prince, which I think will probably get added pretty soon, because, like, the volume just came out.
It got an anime.
Oh, yeah, it did.
So, of course, it'll eventually get added.
Yeah, I mean, that one you gotta check out, too, because Aiden lettered it, so.
Let's go. Friend of the podcast, Aiden Cowboy B-Boy. Follow him on Twitter.
The lettering goat.
So yeah. True.
Yeah.
Well, okay, what are you guys excited about the most to revisit? Since there's so much that we can read now.
God, I mean, Rekka, obviously.
I brought up Tezukaki earlier. I'm like, oh, I can finally reread Moggy. It's been, like, fucking, oh, God, I want to say, like, 6 years.
Yeah, I don't think, there's, like, a huge chunk in the middle. Like, I've read a lot of it, and then I stopped reading it, and then I started doing the blog, so I was obviously reading it in Weekly Sunday. So there's, like, a huge chunk that I haven't read.
Oh, really? Where did you read? Where did you stop, and where did you come back?
I don't really remember where I stopped, but I came
back. Did you see Hogwarts?
Like, yes, I did see a bit of that, yes. I don't remember where
I... Did you see the Cactuar arc, where Alibaba was a fucking cactus?
I don't think so. I think I might have heard people talking about that, but I don't think I read it myself. I know I basically came in, like, maybe the last volume.
Oh, God. Yeah, you missed a huge chunk.
All right, because, yeah, you're covering it on, like, the thread, right?
Yeah, I was covering that was even before there was a Twitter. I was covering it on the blog, and I remember I did talk about the final chapter. So, I did miss a bunch of it. So Magi would be one I would want to read. But I mean, for revisiting stuff, Kakashi and Flame Eureka are like top of my list.
Yeah, Flame Eureka. I really want to revisit it just because, like, what was it? Like last year we saw a couple episodes of the anime, revisiting it and shit. I'm like, oh man, this is, I like it a lot.
Yeah. I mean, like that's, what's his name? Who directed it? The Bleach guy. God, Abe. Noriyuki Abe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like he does good stuff all the time. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be like for, I mean, and just generally the simu pubs, because like it makes it much easier for me to do the like threads.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I was saying before we started, we came on, like a lot of times with the threads, it takes a lot of time. Is I not only have to provide my own opinion and stuff, but I have to translate it too. So like now that I don't have to do that, I mean, there is a delay. Oh, yeah, we should probably mention that. Like, because I remember we did Sunday this week as usual, because it's like it was too late to kind of like not do it. So, because like this was announced like essentially Monday for us on this side of the US, it was announced at like midnight.
Yeah, it was so, basically on Tuesday.
Yeah, so like the issue would have come out 11 o'clock Tuesday for me. So it's like it's too late for me to be like, yeah, we're just not going to do the thread. But yeah, so we did the thread as usual. And then like they dropped the chapters for the SimuPub series like a couple, I want to say like 4 or 5 hours later.
That's still good.
Yeah, no, that I'm definitely not complaining about that. So
yeah, yeah.
Like I guess as far as just the threads go, just for people who are listening to this, what we're probably going to do, and I'll obviously tweet this out later, is most likely we'll just do a thread for the stuff that isn't licensed, and then maybe do a smaller, quicker one for the stuff that is, like, since there is that gap between the two. Because, unfortunately, this is only available in US and Canada. So that's another thing to any of our international listeners. Because which WSSTB, the Twitter, most of our followers are not based in the US. So there was a lot of like really scared people being like, are you going to stop doing the threads? We can't access the Viz stuff. So, and it puts me in a very unique, it's a great problem to have. Because I mean, I want to definitely support Viz. But at the same time, it's like, yeah, these are the people that have followed us and supported us so long, I don't want to also leave them, you know, hanging.
Yeah, of course.
Because Mao is, like, one of our biggest titles, so it's, like, I feel weird saying that as if I created Mao, but, yeah. Like, Mao is one of the ones that a lot of people come to our threads for, so, well, but we'll see how that's going to go. But, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm excited to see. I mean, for stuff that I'm hoping that they'll do, like
Snowball Earth,
like Mary
now.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that. And like, I'm hoping, like you mentioned off mic, Marion, that they do a like manga plus thing where they start picking up new stuff too.
Oh, of course. I mean,
it seems like in the announcement trailer, that was kind of the implication, but
they didn't pick up any of the new round serializations, right? Like, the Boichi series and,
I mean, I feel like Super String, because Line Manga's doing that, and like they already announced that there's going to be, yeah, Line Manga's doing. I don't know if they're doing the English version, but I know it is going to be on Line Manga, but they did announce in the in the announcement, they did say that there is going to be an English version. So I feel like that's probably why it didn't get picked up. Which, I mean, I guess anecdotally, the company behind them, YLab, actually contacted us. And it's like, they're way they're way nicer than Shogakukan is. So I wrote up a thing for the blog and the Twitter for Super String, Isekai Kenboroku. And they emailed me saying, hey, you know, thanks for noticing our stuff, but you're tweeting a little too much of it. So maybe just limit it to 3 images. And I was fully prepared to like delete everything. But I clarified, you know, because they were kind of vague. They didn't say delete it or whatever. So I just kind of asked them, okay, cool, we can adhere to that, but should I delete what's out there? And they're like, no, you're good. Leave that stuff alone.
Just don't do that again.
But limit it to three images per whatever you're doing. And which is more than enough for Twitter, honestly. But I mean, it will suck that I can't throw out more Boichi's art, because it's still very, very good. But yeah, so I'm definitely, maybe it's time for me to switch over to webtoons. If Viz gets the entire Shonen Sunday catalog, and maybe we're gonna just convert to webtoons or something, or Korokoro, because or maybe we'll just start covering Korokoro, because you know now they're the Kakegurui guys and Pozuka Demizu are going to do a Beyblade series together.
Yeah, that's the one thing I'm sad about with this vault is that we didn't get any Korokoro simulpubs. No Yo-Kai Watch is in the vault, but no Yo-Kai Watch simulpub. And then Pokemon Adventures doesn't have a simulpub either, so that kind of makes me sad.
Yeah. I feel like it's hard to. I feel like part of the hype of like Korokoro is like when it's like Pokemon season and you get like all the information that's coming out for like the mainline games and shit. So people get like people are buying the whole magazine just for like Pokemon news
card or something
that's gonna like come out exclusively in that magazine and shit. I feel like it would be too hard to kind of get
to replicate that kind of hype. Yeah,
right.
I feel you.
Yeah,
yeah. So like, I mean, yeah, because I mean, Korokoro. Let's just see, it is kind of like, I mean, there's good stuff in it, and I definitely want to preface with that, but it is a glorified commercial.
It is the Pokemon / kitty magazine, which is like,
yeah,
I mean, people love kid manga.
Yeah, of course, but like, and I mean, it doesn't help that a lot of them aren't digital, right?
Yeah, I mean, that mainly because like most of the ones Viz has are the Nintendo ones, and I feel like there's something there with Nintendo not wanting them digital.
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
Yeah, because Pokemon is like the one exception to that, and I feel that's probably because like TPCI has a lot more oversight on that. Even them, they sound like they aren't the easiest to work with either.
Yeah, they're not.
It's that one meme, you know, the one meme with the two dudes, like, you know, grabbing each other's fists and stuff, and it's like Shogakukan and Nintendo both being really stuck in their ways. So I feel like if Pokemon were Shueisha, we would definitely have digital.
Probably. I have a feeling at the very least. Since, like, they do have digital volumes of Pokemon Adventures, they just don't have digital mini-volumes that will get the proper volumes in the vault at some point, but we won't get a simulpub. Because I think, like, adding Pokemon Adventures would be a huge get for the vault. That'd bring a lot of people in.
Oh, yeah.
I can see them doing that for, like, I don't know, like, Christmas or some shit. Like, hey, by the way, boom.
Merry Christmas, here's your Pokemon.
So, I guess, like, we've talked about what we're looking forward to reading. Oh, Velor, did you tell us what you're looking forward to reading?
He did not.
Oh, no. I don't matter, guys. I'm going to go cry at the corner.
All right, son.
You may be right, but you're wrong.
I guess things I want to revisit, probably Jormungand, because it's been so long since I've read it.
Oh, nice. I didn't realize that was there. I wanted to see that because I like the buff ladies.
Yeah, it has a lot of buff ladies.
It does. Yeah, I mean, I forgot Jormungand was Sunday GX with Black Lagoon. They even had, like, a crossover manga one time.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what's funny? There's this guy, I think his name is Wyatt, in the Manga Max Discord, where he said, oh, I didn't realize they put Black Lagoon into this. I thought, I heard that it was, like, canceled or ended or whatever, and I'm like, oh no, I actually know about this, even though I don't read it. It just goes on hiatus that much that often.
Yeah, no, like, unfortunately poor Hiroe has like real issues with depression, so yeah,
it's all good. He can do whatever he wants. He did Recreators, he can rest.
He's also working on like several manga at once now, so it's like,
yeah, he's just like, he just gets like bored of one thing and works on it. Because I mean, he's doing a thing in Gesson too. I forgot 341 Sento Don something something, yeah. And that's on its third reprint.
We stand a king with ADHD.
There's also those two Black Lagoon spinoffs, which even though he doesn't draw, like he probably still has to oversee them.
Yeah, which I'm kind of surprised those aren't licensed.
Yeah, me too. Maybe we'll get them now that we have the vault.
Yeah, maybe.
He has Gosho Aoyama syndrome.
Oh my god. Well, I mean, no, not quite, because like Aoyama actually, like at least for Zero's Tea Time, he was like drawing most of it. So,
poor
like,
Rai being stuck with Aoyama redrawing all his shit.
I mean, now he's doing another manga, which is about what I forgot what it's about. But like, he'll like the last Sunday new serial is awry, but he's again just doing the art. It's a medical manga though, so.
Oh yeah, I remember you tweeting about that.
So like, yeah, that one's gonna be fun to talk about. But yeah, like, I guess what would be the things that we will want to see coming up into this vault? Like, I mean, again, me personally, I just want to see. I would love to have it where we have it just like jump, where the new Sunday serials are in the vault, like, you know. Even if they're going to do, like, Sunday starts. Remember those? The jump starts?
Holy shit. God,
yeah.
So, like, even if they're going to just... If they do a Sunday start thing where they're, like, they don't want to, like, put a bunch of resources towards something that's not going to go anywhere, I would be fine with that, even.
Yeah, I think they should, well, I brought up Sonobot Earth already. I think, besides the new series, news, I guess, jumpstart equivalent or whatever, they should probably consider going back to some of the works, earlier works of authors that are already published there, like Arai, or like it would be cool to see, fuck, what was that shit we talked about with the doctor and the, was it a robot, post-apocalyptic?
Oh, yeah, 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 I know what you're talking about. Kanehito Yamada's manga, Lonely Professor and Robot, and Robot Girls, like, Utopia, something.
Yeah,
I don't
remember
the Japanese title, but
that
yeah.
Shit, that would be cool.
Yeah, that was actually a really good series. Like, I translated a bit of that. And, yeah, it would be fun to see, like, Kanehito Yamada before he hit with Frieren. And, or, I mean, like, Tsukasa Abe also did a one-shot, too, that I'd love to see, like... You know, translate. I know one shots are kind of a crapshoot sometimes, but
yeah, or like older Fukuchi series, like Anago Mole, or like whatever other shit that wasn't licensed.
Yeah, Psych Anagle. Like, it's funny because
Psych would be sick.
Yeah, I mean, I was joking around with Colton, like, because we were also talking about this. I was joking about, they could have my Psych translations. Like, I translated the entire series, so if they want it, they could have, I won't even ask for credit. Just to see Psych up there would be amazing.
No, don't go too crazy. I think you deserve something.
I mean, well, okay, fair. That's fair. I mean, like, and then, like, current Fukuchi, like, Golden Spiral would be something that'd be great to see in there. Because, like, Sunday Webbery has, like, announced a bunch of new serials for, like I think, like, 20 new serials in one-shots. And, like, Sakurai Ato, who did Today's Caraberro, she has a new series on Webbery. There's School Back by Kokoro Onodera, and that was even recommended by Tatsuki Fujimoto, and that seems to be doing really well.
Oh, nice.
For the first chapter that was up.
You know what they should do? Like, they should bring back Megumi Amano.
True.
They
like,
won't,
it's
though.
Funny because
it's going to be a ghost ship series. I just know.
Oh my god.
Nekoguchi's current series, Kono Manga no Heroine Amano, Morisaki Amano, is actually ending in two chapters, so maybe he will just do a GTO and bring back Amano Megumi.
We're going to get like 50 Megumi spinoffs, just getting decreasingly like bad in quality.
I mean, I feel bad for him because he did go on Twitter. It was very clearly canceled because he was on Twitter complaining about how much he wanted. There was so much more stuff he wanted to do. So, like, he was very candid about it. and I feel bad. And, like, I mean, going back to Fukuchi was even talking about, like, Takoku, which was, like, his rom-com ping-pong series. And I guess it's, I don't know, 12th anniversary? And he was talking about how he wanted it to be in Weekly Sunday, but for whatever reason, they put it in Sunday Super. And he was like, it would have been much better paced if it were a weekly magazine. So, like, it's always funny to me when they're like, the authors are like really candid about shit. Because, like, yeah, no, they really dropped the ball on that one. Like, I guess he's implying it would have been way more popular if it had been in the weekly magazine.
Yeah. I think, so I guess going forward, what do you guys think this means for, there's, you know how some Shaggy series get picked up by non-Viz companies like Seven Seas or Yen or whatever. What do you think this means for that? Like, are there still going to be stuff that maybe they don't opt to keep in their vault? Maybe, you know, because of app reasons or like... like, I don't know, to avoid getting their... I don't. How the fuck do I explain this shit? Like, you know how mature titles have to be web only or whatever. Like, do you think that means some things are going to be off the table and other companies are still going to be able to get them?
I mean, I think like that's not going to change because even for like Shueisha, we still see tons of big titles go to other companies. Like Oshinoko went to Yen Press,
yeah,
and like 2.5D Seduction, like 7Cs. So like, it's not off the table. I don't think that's going to change because like Viz doesn't want to drastically increase their output of licenses, as they've said, even with the market for manga growing. And I think that leaves the opportunity for other companies like Yen Press, 7Cs, Kamiki to still come in and pick up a bunch of titles that aren't within Viz's bandwidth or interest to do.
So Kamiki is not dying, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Kamiki is not dying. I mean, they literally picked up Yabako's new series.
Yeah, the new thing from the Kengan guys.
Yeah, and Viz is definitely molding about that.
Oh, yeah, we were even joking that we'd talk about that next, so maybe we're already broadcasting our next episode. But
foreshadowing.
I need to read it. I actually need to just sign up for Kamiki at this point.
I never read Kengan, I gotta read that first.
No, I mean, I'm talking about the new series, the Star... What was it called?
Star Strike It Rich.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, yeah, which we were comparing to Oshinoko, which is funny. What is it? Isn't it like female like MMA?
Some shit like that.
You know, co vibes.
Yeah, it's like female MMA where like the girl that's super strong basically looks like an idol, but she's actually like a former member of this like psycho militia cult.
Holy shit. Okay, that sounds amazing. No, I need to get on Comic Geek, maybe right after we get done here. I need to read that. That sounds incredible. All right, but yeah, I mean, as far as that's concerned, I mean, it does make me a little bit sad because, like, what Marion was saying, like, since, you know, Shogakukan stuff is all over the place, because, like, Hidenori Yamaji, Mary Grave, which Viz, they should get that.
They should. Like, that it's such it fits their image so well.
Yeah, and, like, it sucks, unfortunately, that his sequel, it's not a sequel, but his current series, Soala and the Monster's House, was picked up by 7C, so we unfortunately won't be able to get that, which sucks, because I would love to see more Yamaji, like, in people's hands, because people really like him, so, and that's saying a lot for somebody whose work up until now has never been, like, licensed before, but yeah, I mean, Viz should definitely pick up Mary Grave.
They should.
Like, at this point, like, I feel like, I know that, like, V-Lord just said that they don't want to drastically increase their output, but Mary Grave being 5 volumes long and, you know, international publishers being interested in it is, I feel like it's a good get.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Yeah, I feel like in terms of like pickups, I think the things Viz might go after for like simulpubs could possibly be, like, titles that they were going to pick up inevitably. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if we see, like, Mujina Into the Deep get picked up. Just because, like, they pick up, like, every Asano series anyways. Might as well simulpub one.
What if they pick up that Kenichi Kai series? The one that you hate?
Kimiwa W. Oh, wait. I think, like, since it's, like, 20 volumes in now, I don't know if they would bother, but I could see them maybe getting Kenichi. No, I'm kidding. That's way too long.
My pipe dream pickup is, since Asadora is supposed to come back in the summer, we already have proof of concept for Spirits title being in the service with Insomniac's After School, and Urasawa now no longer being opposed to digital, I'm hoping Viz can get the digital rights to Asadora and get a simulpub happen for the next serialization round for Asadora.
That would set a really good precedent.
Yeah, no, that would be great if they picked that up. I mean, like, I'm kind of surprised. Is any of the Asano's other series in the vault? Well, I guess they'd be two of... Would they be a two of... Well, no, they could be web-only then, right?
Wait, what series? Any Asano?
Like, yeah, Asano, like, any of his stuff. Like, Day-to-Day or something. Like, Day-to-Day would be fine-ish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, Day-to-Day's in the vault.
Oh, okay, shit. Well, there you go.
Yeah, Day-to-Day's there. Goodnight Poon Poon's there. His super old series, which I really like, What a Wonderful World, is there. The only series of his that's missing is Solanin.
Huh. That's stupid.
That's weird. That's like the one thing that I would think anybody could get into out of his body of work.
Yeah, it's definitely the most accessible. Oh, and Downfall is there, of course, if you want depression.
God, only you want that. Only you.
It's depression in its finest form, guys.
I think you underestimate how much Asano fans like to self-flagellate.
Okay, that's fair.
All of his series have some kind of fucking depressive shit going on. Besides, I guess maybe not Dead of Destruction.
I don't know. Dead of Destruction gets kind of dark at times, but
I'm still only two volumes in on that, so I don't have much to say yet. I am enjoying what I'm reading, but thanks, big thanks, shout out to V-Lord for getting to me for my birthday.
Yeah, I think it was birthday, I don't remember.
Yeah, but like, I mean, you got me Master Keaton and that, and I enjoy Keaton more, if I'm to be very candid with you.
I mean, that it's Urasawa, the GOAT. So
yeah, it's just tough to find, because I was actually, you know, shopping with V. Colton yesterday, and we went to a comic store and they had Monster but not Keaton. So
they always forget about Keaton. That's why we need it in this vault.
We do. Come on, Urasawa.
Is Poon Poon there in the vault?
Yeah, Poon Poon's there. I think it's just web only, so it might not be showing up in the app.
I think my computer remembered that. I didn't like that era of Tumblr where everyone was glorifying the toxic relationships in it, and was just, as soon as they heard Poon Poon, it was like, no, leave.
No Poon Poon in this house.
Exit. Well, okay, you know what? I wasn't going to say we should do this, but like, how do we feel about the launch of this versus K-Monger?
It's way better for the fact that...
It's not even a question. Let's be honest here. $2 a month for all this versus K-Monger, where you're paying like 60 cents per a chapter. Yeah.
It's insane.
Gacha games. I haven't picked up K-Monger. I mean, although there are some things in there I want to read, but it just sounds like a mess.
I mean, I'll probably use it for Kapita, but besides that, I'm probably good.
I mean, I want to read Tomodachi Gang. I mean, there's a lot of stuff on there that are, like, stuff that I've wanted to read for a while, but I didn't want to. Like, Tomodachi Gang wasn't even licensed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they too, like, I guess the one thing that K-Manga has is that they have a bunch of stuff that wasn't even licensed.
Yeah, to begin correct. With. But they don't have EPO, so what does it fucking matter?
Don't they have, like, an EPO avatar?
Yeah, which makes it super weird. I'm like, I have an EPO avatar, but I can't read EPO.
It's incredibly fucked up. So I got K-Manga. I haven't bought any currency, I guess. Okay, so I guess we should probably just talk about this in general so other people know what's going on. K-Manga is the Kodansha app, basically, where they have their whole, well, not whole library, but like most of their library that's available in the Japanese app and website as well. But the way that the service works is that instead of an a la carte subscription like Viz and Shonen Jump and Netflix and all those kind of subscription, like monthly subscription based apps where you just pay like a flat fee and then you have access to everything. Instead, what they did is they took the webtoon approach, like Tapas, Naver's Webtoon, Tappy Toon, Pocket Comics. What else?
Comic-y.
There's Comic-y. Basically, you pay real money, or you can complete offers like sitting through ads, or they usually partner with some kind of service where you can like complete offers in order to earn the currency you use to unlock on a per chapter basis. And yeah, it's a hot fucking mess because you have over like 10,000 chapters out there. But in order to read like a full complete series, you're going to have to pay for each chapter. I'm sure they're going to have like sales for like, oh, mass unlocking for cheaper. And I think they already have like a rebate system where if you do that, you'll get some percentage of points back. But even then, like it's not feasible for like a huge binger unless like you have a lot of money because of the fact that like it literally it's just like the sheer amount of fucking manga available is too much, which is like it's a silly problem to have, but it's very consumer unfriendly.
Don't they like split chapters in half too? I remember reading stuff about that.
For a longer series, they split them in half. Or into several parts. So not even like two.
So they fucking YouTubed it?
Oh, yeah. That's scummy. That's scummy.
I mean, apparently that's what manga or Magazine Pocket does as well. So I guess they're following that format. But it's still very annoying.
I thought that for, like, I don't know, like monthly chapters or like stuff that is, you know how some series they'll publish like a 0.1, 0.2, 0.5 chapters or whatever, where it's like they won't publish the whole chapter at once, and maybe they'll like split it depending on like the amount of content that they tried to cover or whatever. I thought it was something like that. Yeah. But if it's just like a straight up one chapter that was released in a magazine, split in half, like that sucks. That sucks ass.
Yeah, no, that I haven't like interacted with it at all, but I mean I've been reading people's reviews of it, and it sounds like, because like one person was saying to buy all of Chihayafuru, like it's more expensive to get it on K-Manga than it is to like do it on Amazon or whatever.
Yeah,
so
just get up the straight up get the volumes.
Yeah, and then some series are like really badly censored, like there are scenes from like Additional D and like Rent-A-Girlfriend, Domestic Girlfriend that have just like giant black censor bars that are even worse than like the initial launch version of manga up.
I remember that.
So, I mean, I guess what they're trying to do there is skirt the whole app thing? Or what's the point of doing that?
The age rating issue on, like, iOS, mainly.
Okay. So not only that...
So I'm right. It's, so I'm right.
I think it's also to avoid making a web app. I believe this is restricted specifically for mobile devices. And if they did have, like, a web version, I guess it would be easier for them to just straight up not censor, but yeah. In order to prevent screenshotting and piracy, for that reason, like their anti-screenshotting technology or whatever that they use, it tracks, and if you're caught like screen capping too much, like on Android, you'll get banned, and like you won't be able to use that account anymore.
Which is awful, because like Manga Up does that too, but it's more of the wag your finger thing. They don't actually ban you.
Yeah, Webtoon also, like it on iOS, it allows you to screen cap, but it'll bring up a little pop-up like, piracy is illegal, or whatever, and then you just hit okay.
Don't do drugs, kids.
Winners don't do drugs. Yeah, I mean, I get it. They want to, you know, they want to fight against piracy, but the whole thing of like, advertising this stuff for people is being able to screen cap and like, look at this cool thing I'm reading,
right?
You know,
like you're completely eliminating word of mouth. Well, not completely, because people will still use words, but like part of the appeal of comics is it's a visual medium, and you're just gating that behind the actual app. Like you're just like, oh yeah, if people really want to read it, they'll go and they'll buy it. But like people, I think no. I take that back. Not people. Corporations. Corporations are not people, contrary to what the U.S. government believes. But, yeah, corporations, they're just so out of touch with how media is consumed and, like, talked about that, like, it just, in the pursuit of profit, they do whatever the fuck they can to just completely blindside the consumer. And it sucks.
Yeah, like, I mean, they've just forgotten that a lot of stuff, this stuff is just word of mouth. Like, us talking about this now, like, if there was no, like, now that people can go into the, like, just, well, we can call it the Shoggy Vault, basically, but now that people can go into the Shoggy Vault and read things like Akaishi and everything like that, when we talk about it, it's going to be much easier for people to get into these series than it was before, where it's like you'd have to buy the entirety of them.
Right.
And, you know, yeah. The fact that corporations have forgotten that, like, you know, that's...
Yeah, like, why am I gonna pay, like, $50 to, like, unlock, like a fraction of what's available of Shangri-La Frontier when I can use those same $50 to get full volumes with the extras, which I don't think extras are provided in the chapters or whatever, as opposed to, like, Viz Vaults. Like, usually once they add chapters that are released in volume format, they'll update the library and they'll have those, like, volume extras, like, inside the chapters and shit.
Oh yeah, that's true. Because yeah, I remember I read all of, like, Toriko, and they did have the extras and stuff. So yeah. That's cool.
It's like a really frustrating situation though, because it's like I feel like Kodansha probably could have charged like $10 a month or something, even at the scale of the amount of simulpubs in the catalog they have, which is like 300+. And it would be justifiable. But it's like,
Instead
they're going probably the worst route, where it's like, there's no reason to use this over buying volumes from just Bookwalker places, unless it's a series that, like, literally is not available.
Yeah, I think the only good thing that came out of this is that now I think Kodansha actually does offer direct downloads from their website. Like, you can purchase directly from them.
Oh yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah, but that's I think that's the bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like even like Yen Press has been doing that for, I don't know, like 1 or 2 years, a couple years.
But and then, you know, the worst part yet is, like, now they pulled this stuff from all the other places that you could read them to make this happen. And so now it's kind of gated behind it. Like, because before you could read things like Eden Zero and stuff on Crunchyroll, but now you can't. So. Yeah.
Specifically wherever things were simulpubbed before, they're not available there. But I do believe full volume purchases are still available on other websites like Kindle, Nook, Amazon, or Google Play, iBooks, and Bookwalker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think one thing to note here is that K-Manga itself is being run by one of the editors of Weekly Shonen Magazine, so it's like being handled by Kodansha from Japan rather than Kodansha USA. So, like, that explains a lot of the... So they're doubly out of touch. Yeah, it explains a lot of the out-of-touch practices with the app itself. Kind of similar to Manga Up.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, the thing is, in Japan, you have, like, the apps and all this stuff are, like, a novelty, because, like, you can just go buy the magazine for, like, $3. So, like, it works better there, I guess, for that reason. Unlike here, where you really, the only option you have are these apps.
Right.
So, like...
Yeah, and I think it's... I think going back to what Velor said about, like, they could have easily just made, like, a subscription tier or whatever. Like, J-Novel Club already does that, and so does Webtoon, where you could subscribe for, like, a monthly fee or whatever, and they'll give you currency, like, every month that you can use, plus, like, other perks and shit. Like, I don't know. I think I don't complain about J-Novel, because they do the membership thing where, like, oh, yeah, all of their... pre-pubs, it's not simulpubs, because they basically publish parts of novels and volumes before they get their volume release. But they also give you, like, once a month enough, I guess, of their currency to purchase, like, a full volume. Even just, like, enough to buy, like, a single volume is still, I think it's decent, because you'll get your worth, at least for... Because they do novels and manga, you can have your pick between, like, oh, if I want, like, a prose book, or if I want a comic. But the fact that like you're straight up just like restricted into doing either the purchase for their currency or doing those ad offers or like, you know, those things where it's like, oh, download the app or make a purchase on another service or whatever, and we'll give you X amount of points they use for unlocking shit. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
But yeah, so definitely this Shadow launch for Viz was the clear winner in this fight.
Yeah. And it's so, like, it's only like $2 or $3 more for if you already like subscribe to Shonen Jump or whatever, or like it's a separate tier.
Right. Yeah. That's right. We should probably point that out too. So this isn't like, so I know originally on the Viz website, you could read Jump stuff there too, but now you can't. So that is like, this isn't to say Viz shit is completely like unclean, but like, yeah, they did move all the Jump stuff into the Jump app, and so you have to pay two different things. Am I correct?
Yeah, but I was already doing that because stuff like all their shoujo manga, like Yone of the Dawn, I have all the volumes. Or shit, I can't say that anymore because I haven't bought in a while. But like all their stuff that's non-Jump, you would have to go to the Viz manga app anyway to read it.
Yeah, but the difference before was that you could read the Shonen Jump subscription like content in the Viz app.
Yeah, but I ended up keeping both apps just because for quality of life purposes, where it's just like, okay, I know I can just go here. Even though like the simulpubs and like what you're currently reading will show up on the Viz app, I felt like I had to scroll more because I had like so many purchases and shit that it was like harder to divide like what goes where, I guess.
I get that because I did the same thing actually. I would use the Shonen Jump app just for the Shonen Jump like content, and then for all my review copies and stuff and stuff I bought off Viz, I would use like my Viz app.
Yeah, exactly. Me too. But even then, like it's still accessible.
Yeah, no, it's a small, like, little minor thing. I wouldn't say that it ruins the whole experience. It's just interesting that they're doing it. I mean, I guess I get why they're doing it this way, but yeah.
Yeah, especially since, like, from a branding perspective, then it makes it, like, much more distinct to be like, hey, if you just want Shonen Jump stuff, download this app. If you want the other stuff, download this app.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know that there are people who spend only on Shonen Jump and versus, like, all of their other catalog.
There's definitely more people that know what Shonen Jump is versus what Viz as a company is.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, I mean, it's a minor, like, I wouldn't even call it an inconvenience, because, like, if you're there to read
it's just a nitpick.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, do you guys have any other things you want to touch on?
No, I mean, this is good news. I hope that this will expand as much as it can, you know, without overworking Viz too much, because, I mean, right now, like I said, compared to K-Manga, there's like, I mean, there's new stuff, but it's all stuff that they already had. They just rearranged it to be a little bit more convenient for
the consumer.
I don't want to say like, yeah, for the consumer. I don't want to say like there's nothing that wasn't already like not licensed, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Comparison to like K-Manga, where there was like actual series that have never had official release. But, I mean, knowing Viz, they'll probably, you know, add new stuff later. But this is great. I mean, I'm definitely happy about this because it was so long and it's always been the butt of the joke where it's just like, if only there were a Shockey vault. And now we have one. And, yeah.
Yeah. I think you, all you listeners have us to thank.
Yes, it's all us. Totally.
It's all us.
Exactly.
So you already know, if you want more, keep listening to us. we know what's right for you.
But yeah, I don't have anything else to say. What about you guys?
I'm just really happy to see like just a great spread of content in this vault. And I think one other thing I want to like shout out here is that this is not only a win for Shogi fans, this is a win for Shoujo and Josei fans as well.
For sure.
Because like a lot of these titles are Shoujo titles. And it's really cool to see like them also get like a really just large catalog of awesome series. Like one of my favorite recent shoujo titles, Love Me, Love Me Not, which I kept like posting pics of in our Discord is in here. So go read that, folks. It's amazing.
Where is that published? Like, is that Shueisha or Shogaku?
That's Shueisha. It's a Iosaki Saka title.
I did like the screenshots you posted, and now that that's there, that gives me a much easier way to read it, so I'm down.
Where was what is this show called? Dengeki Daisy. Where was that published?
That was Shogakukan, I think.
Is it in the vault?
It's in the vault.
Let's fucking go. I read like three chapters of that shit in high school, and I'm like, this is kind of dope. Now I can go back and finish it.
Now we can actually talk about some, we can do some shoujo episodes. I mean, we were planning to anyway, but we could definitely do them now. I mean, if you like Dengeki, I trust your taste, so if you're into Dengeki Daisy, I'd be down to read it. And yeah. Of course, love me, damn.
Are you not with Shueisha, though? Do we want to cover Shueisha title?
No. I'm not for covering it on the show. I just mean I want to read it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no.
And you will.
Yeah, read everything.
Yeah, no, but I mean, definitely we can get some more shoujo content on here, but
I mean, our one like shoujo Jose episodes, like Kingdom of Water, Kingdom of Gold, so we need to expand the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can we get some more now Iwamoto though?
Yes, let's get Mariner of the what is it, Mariner of the Seven Kingdoms, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think so. I don't have it in front of me, but yeah, no, I think that was it. I mean, like the little bit that V-Lord and I saw, like on her episode with Monben, it looked really interesting.
Yeah, I saw also Joey Weiser was tweeting about this one slice of life series or whatever, and I'm just like, oh, this art looks really cool. I forgot what the fuck it was called, but you can check out his Twitter. I forgot.
Yeah, sir, I remember him starting that.
He also tweeted. He also tweeted about Doraemon.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like the release of Doraemon that's on Kindle. I have a few volumes of that.
You
like,
would.
I mean, that's Shogakukan. That is Shogakukan, too. That is Shogakukan, so like having Doraemon in one place would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, next step, Osomatsu.
Okay, yeah, Joey was talking about Mermaid Scales and the Town of Sand by Yoko Komori. That's a really good Shueisha title.
Nice. Yeah, I think...
Oh, wait, there's one other thing I want to mention, though. I'm really happy that Oi Shinbo is in the vault.
Oh, true. I want to read that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's like a legacy series.
Yeah, true. Like, of all the things that are in here, it's like, it's really cool to see a lot of, like, the niche-er and, like, legacy titles. Like, Oi Shinbo's here, Golgo's here. It's like...
Oh, shit, Golgo. That's awesome.
People can get cultured.
So true. Lord knows they need it. You Zoomers need to learn your fucking history.
Yeah. Well, start with someone with Shinbo, then move them ping pong, then they have to go read, I don't know, like Freerun or something.
True. But yeah, I think we touched everything we wanted to talk about. Yeah, Viz Manga subscription, good. It's a W for manga readers everywhere. More shoggy for everyone. At an affordable price, like that's the biggest draw, I think. It's literally just like fucking, it's like what, $3 or some shit? $2?
I think it's $2.
Yeah, it's just $2. And people be complaining like, if I want all this more manga, I have to pay more on top of my Jump subscription. Like, bitch, you know how much fucking shit you're getting? Relax.
Yeah, you can read like, you can read like 100 chapters a day. So like.
Yeah, and like a lot of these series aren't even weekly series. So the chapter counts or the page counts are very long. You can read all 20 plus volumes of Nana in a single sitting without hitting the limit. Because it's only 80 chapters technically.
I'm finally going to read Nana because like that's another legacy series.
Yeah, no, I need to get in on that. Like, I've watched the anime, but I've not read the manga, so I should get in on that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I said it on this show already or not, but, like, I know I said it off mic, but come on, Conan fans, step up. Because
so true.
You can't get the entire anime anywhere, but now at this point, there'll be a time eventually where you'll be able to get the entire manga in one place.
Conan fans, rise up.
Rise.
Conan fans, rise. Right. I mean, okay, so they're like... I'm trying to think about how many volumes behind they are. It's like at least like 14. So assuming they just wait till the volumes come out, we'll have the gap filled in like, what, 14 times 3 divided by 12, 3.5 years, which is pretty good. I
mean, considering how long it is, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and considering Conan is a series that's probably not a bestseller, like, first of all, props to Viz for sticking with it.
Yeah.
that's number one. And number two, even if it's going to take that long, listen, there are a bunch of chapters to read in that time period, so...
Do you know how many mysteries those are? How many that adds up to?
There's, like, at least, yeah, like, 100 locked room murders in that, I'm sure.
So true.
So, exactly. But yeah, Conan fans stand up. Like, Sunday fans honestly stand up. Like, an applaud, or applaud Viz, because, like, this was such a good value.
Yeah, if any of you listeners have any requests or suggestions for new titles that we could talk about on the podcast, feel free to tweet us, email us. Our email is at satnightshoggy@gmail.com. And our Twitter is at satnightshoggy.
Exactly.
But yeah, I think it's time to round out. Where can the good people find us? V-Lord, what's your Twitter?
Yeah, people can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ. And I write various things for MangaMavericks.com as well as JanamiFaithful.com. So you can check out my writing over there. My recent review of Suzume is on the Manga Mavericks website, so definitely check that out. And I believe our pal Lum Ramayasha has a write-up coming out very soon for a certain animated show that's very hyped right now. So yeah, keep an eye out. But I also do a bunch of other podcasts. I'm not going to mention all of them right now because like a lot of them are with Sakaki and Marion, but the one that isn't with them is the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod. So go check that out.
Nice, nice. Sakaki, now you can talk about the ones we're all on.
God. Okay, well, first you can find me at Kirobon. I'm not there as much nowadays, which has been great for my mental well-being. But where I am hanging out a lot is at WSS Talkback on Twitter, which, you know, I mean, I'm going to assure everybody now, because it has been a question. I was fielding questions all night long after this announcement. We are going to keep doing the threads. We are still going to be the one magazine Twitter that talks about the magazine that we are there for. We're going to still do that. Again, it might just be a thing that the Viz stuff is done separately, but we are going to still talk about the Japanese magazine. I said it during the Twitter space with manga alerts and everything that my whole purpose of doing the Twitter is I want to simulate what it's like to be in Japan, buy a Shonen Sunday, and flip through it, which is why I include even the advertisements that for like cafes and shit that nobody's going to be able to do. But I still include it because I want you to feel like I'm reading Sunday. So we're going to keep doing the threads. No worries. We're going to, you know, have that going. As well as WSS Talkback at blogspot.com. Right now, we are doing a series on the new weekly Shonen Sunday serializations. The newest one that just came out, that one's going to probably be a little bit late, but I will have to do the write-up once I get back from seeing our good buddy Colton. But yeah, you can check out the first three that are there, as well as reviews, translations, and stuff like that. And as I always say, if you're interested in writing about Shogakukan stuff, definitely hit us up, because we always love having guest writers. Besides that, I guess I'm stuck talking about the rest of our podcast.
If you really...
No, I'm good.
We need to torture Sakaki.
He did enough. He got that weird email.
No, I don't mind doing it. We also have the Demon Slayer podcast, the Slayer podcast. So the first time I've been on that in like a million years. Like, I've been on more than one episode. Like we did the world tour, and now we did a live like reaction to episode 2 of Swordsman's Village, and those are both fun. So definitely check that out. Then besides that, there's Oversoul Shaman King podcast, which we're gonna get back to that, right?
Yeah, eventually, maybe soon, TM.
But yeah, that's obviously a Shaman King podcast, so check that out. And then the one podcast I do that isn't with my two buddies here is Another Day, Another Adventure with Colton, where if it's animated and Goku's in it, we're probably going to talk about it at some point. So that's been a lot of fun, so definitely check that out. And I mean, I do write for Toonami Faithful. I mean, I'm probably going to be writing something this summer because of a certain event I'm going to. So, like, definitely look forward to that write-up when it happens. And, yeah, that's where you can find me.
Nice. You can find me on Twitter at MicroWavy, the E is before the V. Yeah, I co-host a bunch of other podcasts with these two, like DSP, Oversoul, blah, 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 bunch of shit. Oh God, what the fuck else do I do? I had a major brain fart. I also write reviews and editorials for Toonami Faithful at ToonamiFaithful.com. I also write for Comics Beat. You can check that out. This summer, I'm going to go to AX for the first time. I'm going to be chilling with V-Lord. And I'm going to be on Dev Aoki's Webtoon panel. So you can look forward to that. I think the panel will more than likely be recorded. I'm not sure. But when that does go
recorded in the crowd at the very least.
Yeah, yeah. So whenever that goes up, I'll plug it here too. But yeah, like I think that's about it. I'm really excited. I'm really happy. This is wonderful news. We deserved it. We held out. We're getting rewarded for being loyal Shaggy fans. It's a good time.
And we're getting rewarded for being loyal Shaggy fans, and we get to see K-Manga burn to the ground.
So fucking true. Even though Shangri-La Frontier did not deserve that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the series obviously don't deserve it. Poor To Your Eternity and The Fable and all the other good series.
Let's just put it out there, though, that the people that worked on these translations and everything, we're not shitting on them.
Yeah, no, the translations themselves are actually very good.
Yeah, the translations, the adaptations, everything. I mean, I haven't read. I've seen screenshots of stuff, and it looks really good. So we definitely don't want. We want to make that distinction that, like, the people who worked on the actual manga. Yeah, the people who worked on the manga, they are not to blame. They did nothing wrong. It is just a service, you know, corporate meddling at its finest.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Kodansha, do better. Also, Kodansha USA, I still love you. It's not your problem.
Yeah, you're still my goat, Ben.
Yeah. Ben, but, Pomo, we love you.
Yes. yeah, I think that's about it. I don't have a fun or like jokey way to go out. I'm just glad. It's been good.
Yeah, just go get on this service and read some of these things. Go pick a series, read it, and then tell us about it so we can talk about it. And vindicate your feelings.
Yeah, go read Kakashi or Magi and talk to us.
Yeah. Please make some requests, because we would love to hear what you guys want us to read. Thanks. Yeah.
And I'm gonna sign off now because my computer is dying and my charger is in the other room. Bye.
go read some fucking Junji Ito. That's also in the vault. I completely forgot. Okay, bye for real.